Blog Talk Radio.
Things that we be going through, a way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life, we got Jet Set and Jazz to help you and maybe show you move. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Picture radio show. Yo. And I'm one of the people that be talking to you, and to my left and right we got the people that be talking to you.
We gonna be talking,
we just gonna imagine this music, we gonna... So the female voice, who are you?
It is your girl, Jet Setting Jasmine.
You mean my... Yeah, that's how rumors start. You're not my girl.
Oh, so you ain't claiming me no more? It's like that,
it's
bitch,
over.
On the air.
It's quick. It's quick. I'm tired of waiting. And, you know. Anyway, and just hold on, Jazz.
Why am I being put on hold? What is going on?
Bible? I think we're having technical difficulties. Look.
Yeah.
I think we're back now.
Okay, we're back.
I'm not saying no names, but anyway, so Shaw was good. That is Shaw, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Everything's everything, man, you know, staying alive.
Okay.
Good. How are you, Vic? What are you up to this weekend? I got some very, very interesting messages. You were partying this weekend, weren't you?
Yeah. You know, I try to party every once in a while. But before we speak on the party, I'm doing fine. I went to a couple parties. You know, yesterday I went out to my homeboys, Classic and Smack. Smack actually is one of our early callers. They had a pretty good party. It was at Africa House, y'all. So you know, old school vibes, you know, Bajan things, you know, all that. And the same night, I had went to this party in North Bergen, New Jersey, and that's the party got all the text messages from. It was crazy. It was a real... I mean, they had Icy Pops and everything. It was crazy.
No, they really had Icy Pops, because I thought you were joking or drunk.
You didn't get my text messages? I sent you the pictures.
But
those who don't know, I was giving Jazz a play-by-play of the party, and yeah, no, those were real Icy Pops. It was about 1 o'clock. And the hostess came out with some green, blue, and yellow, and red, actually. And, it was crazy. A lot of quotables.
Wow. I think I'm glad I missed that one, but I'm glad you had a good time. So, what's going on? What's the word on the street? We need to know about the unconfirmed role model romance. What's going on out there so I can spread some more rumors?
I don't know, but I just heard Delicious. Y'all watch The Flavor of Love too? I never watched that show, but isn't chick named Delicious?
I saw it before. That's the girl with the really, really, really big butt, right?
Yeah, she got beat up.
Yeah, by strippers apparently, a gang of strippers.
What?
Gang of strippers? I thought it was her ex.
Wait, you said what?
I thought her ex beat her ass.
Oh no.
Oh, I heard it was strippers. Maybe it was both. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe her ex is a stripper.
Speaking of strippers, after the party, we attempted to go to the after-hour joint, but that got shut down because one of the patrons lost his phone in the couch, and he got real mad and tried to search everybody. But
oh my God,
my night ended early about 5:30. No, it's true. It's crazy. We all showed up. And that was that. Yeah, so Delicious got beat up by strippers and her boyfriend, apparently.
No, it was Delicious assaulted by a strange husband, not angry strippers. No, man.
I heard it was strippers.
I'm telling you, this is the headline I just read. It says, not angry strippers.
Is that what it says?
Because yes. I think her ex-husband is a stripper. I think both of you are right. And he was angry.
Is?
Yeah.
Well, either way, he caught Michael Blackson in the crib, who told you to talk to him.
Hold on, Michael Blackson is fucking Delicious?
Hold on, I gotta look. Who's Michael Blackson?
They weren't in the same crib, though. I mean, the same room. He was in another room in the house, like in the bedroom.
How do you spell his name?
Motherfucker.
Michael
that motherfucker is fucking. We need to get him on the show.
Yeah,
I just saw who it is. Oh my God.
Now he's crazy funny though.
Yeah, he is really funny.
Wait a minute. How you went from not knowing Michael Blackson and not knowing what he looks like to he's very funny?
Because when I saw his face, it made me chuckle in the inside. So he's very funny.
What? Kind of logic.
He's funny looking.
You know what? You just need to get up on something, man.
On pop culture.
Yeah,
I don't need to get up on Michael Blackson. I know that. I need to get up on this guest that we have tonight. Now, come on. What else are we talking about?
Well, I heard the guest he don't put out, I heard. Pause.
He lying. You know how many women say that?
Well, today's show is about, abstinence, celibacy, waiting a little bit, act like you're waiting, virginity, long-term virginity. Yeah, people be acting. And today's guest, I think he's a 40-year-old virgin or something like that. 38, 39-year-old virgin.
I thought he got some at the end of the video.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the video?
That video is pretty phenomenal, man.
Yeah, he got some before that video. We're going to find out tonight because I don't know about this. I think he just took that movie and ran with
him.
It.
So y'all don't believe him? Y'all think he would go this far and make a song about it and a video and not be real, not be authentic?
I don't know anything about the guy besides, that he's a 38-year-old virgin and he has a great song, which we're going to hear tonight. He's a good-looking guy, too, from the Bahamas, but we'll get into that. Can we talk about this whole virginity thing? Because I've heard people say things like, I'm a born-again virgin, I'm celibate, what is all this stuff about? Like, I'm a little bit confused on these different terms.
Well,
so,
celibate is one of those terms women throw out sometimes that if they just had a bad experience or they just feel like they're going to take a break and then just say, I'm celibate, because then it'll make guys figure out if they really want to be with them. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Well, see, our producers looked into this a little bit, and they said that celibacy is actually defined as a lifestyle of someone who's avoiding either all sexual activities or some things, some aspects of sexual activity. So somebody could be like, they're celibate, but they're celibate from sucking dick. Like, is that? You know, like, you got to ask questions.
Well, that is Project Virginity. A project virgin is one who has not had intercourse yet, performs fellatio on the regular.
That's not just only projects. I mean,
You're right. It is co-ops and public housing as well.
No, it's also white middle class and upper class also. There's plenty of girls that they hook up. That's something that I learned when I first got to college. They hook up, which means they perform oral sex, but they never let him penetrate, so they consider themselves virgins, but I don't know.
Can we apologize for still using the term hook up?
Yeah.
That's what they called it. Okay. So then there's abstinence. Go ahead.
Can I speak about something? Well, you know, the term you used? I thought of another quote from last night after one of the parties. This quote was, I bullshit you not, just suck his dick so he can give us a ride home.
What?
This is what goes on, yeah. This is what goes on. I can't really speak too much about it. My homeboy, you know, he had two women in his vehicle. Can't really say the make and model. And, you know, they were just talking whatever. And one of the women said, I can't because he's a listener. And he's actually, I can't say any details, but yeah. So it was like.
What kind of car you driving?
It's a nice car. It's a nice car. But, you know, she was like, it's like a Dixie. Give us a ride home. So I just thought about that. So maybe they were also celibate.
Yeah, I think those are
celibate too.
How many? There were two of them, two virgins?
Yeah, well, one of them was a virgin. One of them was sucking the dick. The other one, she wasn't sucking the dick. She was commanding the other one.
So she can get the ride.
They both can get the ride. It was crazy.
Like, take one for the team, trying to get home.
Right, right.
Damn.
And he didn't even ask, but I guess it was in the air. Okay, we have a call.
Okay. Let's take it.
I take it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
This
is Mace. I'm in the building like a hallway. I'm in here every day.
Oh, it's Mace? Mace, what's good? What's good?
I'm in the building, baby.
Are you practicing abstinence? What's going on?
Let me tell you something about abstinence and then all of that, man. Pussy is the most abundant natural resource on the planet. You understand what I'm saying? And as long as you take care of it and keep it clean, you ain't going to never run out of it. What are you saving it for?
Wow. Yeah, that's
the way to look at it.
That's crazy.
All you got to do is keep it clean, take care of it, don't let nobody wear it out. You'll never run out of it. It's never running out of style. You know,
now, what is wearing it out entail? Like, how do you wear it out?
If a female is having too much sex, too much intercourse, start getting baggy. You don't want nobody with a baggy pussy. That's not a good look.
What the fuck?
And the room gets quiet. We keeping it 100 up in here, right?
So you're telling women not to give their pussy out too much, you're saying?
What I'm saying is be adults and be conscious of your decisions.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you should have a waiting period for a dude if you're feeling them. You know, as far as abstinence and celibacy, you know, I think once you lose your virginity, it's hard to be celibate. And when people are celibate or abstinent, it's because of something. Nobody just decides, I'm going to stop. It's usually after a breakup and they want to give themselves time to heal or something like that. You know, nobody just out the blue, you know, I'm just going to stop having sex.
Hang on, guys, there's also a type of abstinence or celibacy called spiritual abstinence, which is actually considered the most noble lifestyle choice, whereas secularly, you know, a person just stops having sex to honor their spiritual relationship, and they're waiting to have premarital sex. They're waiting. They just met someone. They want to take some time to get to know one another, and they're not going to do it until they get married.
No, that's true. I believe in that. I sent two girls back to the church. You know what I mean? They said if I can't have mates, I want Jesus. You know what I mean?
So the church should be thanking you. So you're converting people.
Yeah. And one of them, we're still good friends. She after me, she actually abstained until she got married, and we still cool. You know what I mean?
You still smash it? You mean?
No. I ain't touched down on that since after high school. You know what I mean? But we still cool though. You know, but that's what I'm saying. It's usually something that occurs. If it's an event, like she wanted to get back into church, so that was the event that took place. But if it wasn't for that, you know, she wouldn't have did it. And that's what I'm saying. When people abstain or become, decide to not have sex, it's usually for a reason. Something has to occur. Nobody just out the blue decides to stop.
Okay. Fair enough. Oh, can I ask you a question? It's going to be very personal, but I want to know if you're within the average range. At what age did you lose your virginity?
Actually, for my group, I was actually kind of late. I was at 16.
Oh, well, actually, that's right on target with the U.S. average. The average for U.S. males is 16, and for females, it's 17.
Yeah, I was 16, and she was 19.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well, you were right there with the rest of the country. You were just running with a fast bunch of men.
Yeah. My dudes is, you know, I wasn't one of those dudes, like, I don't believe in doing numbers. It's not your quantity, it's your quality. You know, everybody running around poking everybody. You know, they all poking the same chick. You don't get no points for that. I'd rather have one that nobody poked than 10 that everybody poked. So, you know, that's just me.
Okay.
That is so much wisdom right there. But thanks for calling up, Mace. Mace, before you go, I need you to tell Sha about the Queen of the Ring, man, because Shy is not a believer in ladies yet.
I didn't say I wasn't a believer. What up?
Shy, the females are ruthless, man. They very much more disrespectful than the men. They are ridiculous with it, man. And a lot of them got bars,
man.
Too. A lot of them got
any
bars.
Though?
I believe some of them write. I mean, I'm not saying everybody writes their own, but I believe some of them, right? I mean, you can't discredit them. I just like saying, do all the dudes write this? You know, for you
right.
to question if a dude writing it because she nice, you have to question if a dude writing his because he nice. You know, I mean, let's keep it on an even fair ground, you know, a fair and even ground. Just because she nice, do that mean she don't write? You know what I mean? So until proven, I would have to say, you know, for the most part, I believe most of them write.
So
okay.
We're going to get Jazz in the battle, but that's a whole other
thing.
Yeah, back
to the baggy pussy story here.
But like I said, back to the whole thing, man. Yo, pussy is the most abundant resource we got on the planet. Ladies, don't save it. You can't run out. Just keep it clean and make some smart choices. You know what I mean?
Got it.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, I'm still listening. I'm in the building, y'all.
Like a hallway. Oh,
like
wow.
A hallway, every day, all day.
So, are you guys up to answering that personal question as well?
This is what we do here every Sunday.
Okay.
Whatever.
What's up? What you got?
So, yeah, I wanted to know, what was your age that you lost your virginity?
Sha? I mean, Sha was like 11 or some shit.
Nah, I think I told y'all before, I thought I was probably 12 or 13, but on the block, you know, you lie so much, man. Like, I was a kid, and I believed humping, I had done it. So, me thinking
so
I had
glad.
Done it.
I'm so glad that you said that, Sha. Cause
I
lost
track.
I don't really remember track, either.
Man. I believed it. Like, I was like, when people asked me, I was real adamant. Like, yeah, come on, I ain't no virgin. And I think I might have been 14 or 15 the first real time. And, I believed a lie, so it wasn't like this monumental, this is my first time, because I really, really believed I had done it. So, yeah, I messed up.
And Vic?
No, I was 18, though. I was 18 or 19,
okay.
Something like that. I don't remember anymore. It was freshman year, you know what I'm saying, college.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I know that.
I had lied about it, though. I had told her it was my first time and shit.
You didn't tell her?
I told her that I had one person beforehand. Shit.
Why did you say that?
I'm saying, I mean, you don't know. We gonna get our guest in later on. Let him know, tell you the pain and struggle of a. I mean, I wasn't 38, but God, you know. I mean, you know, it's embarrassing. You know, like, you ain't trying to have everybody like how Mace say, huh?
By the time you get to college, that's just like that's you the rare breed. Like you would have been the hot thing on campus. Well, not maybe on your campus.
Nah, I wasn't really trying to. You know what I'm saying?
The girls would have caught wind of that. They'd have been trying to be your first. That'd have been hot.
Yo, where was you when all this was happening?
I should have played that angle in high school. Damn.
No, I mean, actually, in high school, the whole virgin thing, well, the whole thing to act like you was a virgin for dudes, that was popping for a couple of years. Shit, dudes would fake like they was virgins. Like, no, I ain't no dog, I'm a virgin, you know, but I kind of really was and shit. So being that I waited so long and like Mace, I was the latest one in my crew, you know what I'm saying, I kind of got used to... I guess waiting, you know, you get used to not having instant gratification and shit. So, you know, just growing up, with like, I can go on a 90-day fast or I can go on a 6-month or whatever because I'm used to...
You went to Lachlan, right?
Say what?
You went to Lachlan?
I went to 3 schools, but Lachlan did my last year, yeah.
How'd you manage to, like, get through high school without... Like,
yo, man, it's not like I ain't tried. I tried... You know, I try half ass and shit.
Like some 40-year-old virgin type situation.
Yo, I mean, there was many a night where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be a virgin forever and shit. Or till I'm 38, like I guess and shit. But I'm like, I couldn't see my way out of it. Like, damn, how am I gonna have sex? I'm never gonna have sex. And that was a very real anxiety that I had. Until, you know, I found my girl and, you know, I told her I did it before and, you know, that was it.
But you know what's so funny, though? That, you know, as a parent, you saying that you waited until 19, like, that's great. Like,
nah, I didn't wait, man. I tried. I wasn't waiting. It wasn't like, I'm gonna wait till I go to college and it was tough out there.
Or that it didn't happen. You know what I mean? That it took a little bit longer than... Yeah. So I mean, it's funny how
was it your cool juice? Wasn't there like?
You said my cool juice? No, sir. I had no cool juice with the ladies and shit.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then like you know the ones that felt me. Man, that's a whole other story, man. We have to do a part two to the friend zone. Because I mean, you know, Vic been fly, you know, so I definitely had women. Who are, you know, attracted to me and everything, but just ain't never pop off. I think because, like we had mentioned the during our porno show, like, it was just, I definitely, since I was maybe like 8, you know, I've been inundated with porno and shit. So I think that maybe I was a bit intimidated by all of that, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up.
I'm not laughing at you, something totally unrelated.
You know what?
Nah, I was laughing, but I wasn't laughing at you.
I mean, since then, I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? I was 95, but it was very tough and shit. So I definitely respect our caller, even though I mean he has a choice. I don't know what kind of man chooses this life, but I guess
he's a godly man. What is wrong with you guys?
I'm not getting on over what he's choosing. That's
real. I just don't know why. I mean, maybe it's a good reason. We're gonna find out.
So I think we're gonna hear a
song.
Can
I shout my first out? I want to shout out my first. You know.
You want to shout out first? Really?
I mean, talking about it. I ain't gonna say her name. She don't deserve no shout out. But I want to shout you out. You know who you are. What's up? That was it.
I want a name. It was Nardia.
Nah, Nardia was a virgin or project virgin.
Wait, you know Nardia?
Oh.
Shut up, nigga. You don't know no damn Nardia. Knock it off.
Nah, I do.
Nardia from where?
Can we go to the song?
You ain't smashed, Nordia. Shut up.
Oh, I didn't say I smashed them.
Oh,
Lou,
please play the song. He get real sensitive when we talk about
this
Nordia.
If this one goes after Nordia, I forget your last name, baby, but you know.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know. It's not that I shouldn't really love you. Let's take it slow. When we get to know each other, and we both feeling much stronger, then let's try to talk it over. Let's wait a while longer. Let's wait a while before it's too late. Let's wait a while before we go too far.
Everything down, yeah.
I know. Okay, that's good. That was the perfect song. That's what we needed to get centered. So, is it time for us to hear from our virgin yet? I'm so excited.
I don't know. We're here. He's not going to be, like, angry and intense and shit, is he?
I don't know. He better not be. He wants us to listen to this music. Let me tell the people a little bit about him from what I know.
Okay.
So Mr. J has graciously decided to join us. I hope he's still on the line, hopefully. He was born in Nassau, and he's originally from Haiti, or his family is originally from Haiti, and he grew up humble and hardworking and as an ambitious young man. He is now still living in Nassau, Bahamas, and he is very engaged in his music career. And again, we will be hearing more from his music. I'm laughing at everybody in the chat room. But anyways, I'm sorry. He is a gospel musician and made his first debut at the International Music Fest in Canada in 2003. So he's here with us today not to talk about his music, but to talk about his virginity. He is the only 38-year-old virgin that I know, and we can't wait to hear more about the background. And he's also writing a book about it, so we're kind of getting first dibs on Mr. J. So, Olu, is Mr. J on?
Actually, no. I think he his pole dropped or something. Hopefully he'll pull back.
No, he's having sex. That's what he's doing. That's what I think he's doing. Okay.
His
so,
call dropped.
His call dropped. Oh.
Right.
Well, there are people in our Facebook room saying that they think he fainted after realizing what kind of show he was going to be on. So we may have to call him.
So, Jazz.
He's in the Bahamas right now?
Yeah.
You trying to say they don't got no power out there, Sean? What you trying to say?
Listen, man.
I just came back from Nassau, actually. I was in Nassau last month. I prefer Freeport, you know what I'm saying? But I had fun in Nassau. I almost died on a motorbike, by the way.
Okay. Check again. Olu, check again. I'm getting a message from him saying that he just pressed 1. And while we're at it and we're bringing him in, just in case everyone or anyone wants to call in and ask us any questions, 323-657-1479 and press 1, and we'll cue you in. Okay, Olu, do we have our guest?
No, not yet. I don't see him in the queue list.
Okay.
So
this is
in the meantime.
Yeah. What's
it? Jazz, do you do the 90-day rule or the 30-day rule?
No.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm. No rule. I mean, there are people that I have dated that I haven't slept with. I never kept count of the days. I think that's silly because I'm not going to like you any more or less on the 29th or the 30th day. So there's people that I've just waited a while just because it just didn't feel right. I wanted to get to know them better, or it took a while for that type of sexual attraction to develop. And then there are other people that I had a real good chemistry with and just did it when I felt like it.
Come on.
I do know, I have friends that strongly believe in wait, you know, they have whatever their 6-month marker is or 90 days, whatever fad is going on. And they actually seem to be really frustrated. Yeah, I agree. They seem to be really frustrated by it. So I don't understand. I don't understand how that works.
It's the concept that the man has to deserve it, so he has to wait. That's the concept.
Hmm.
Well, I know woman got to deserve this fucking rod.
Well, let me. Did you guys come across?
Like, dick is not free.
Do you guys come across women who say like I'm not. You know, I have to wait 90 days, or I don't sleep with anyone until I've known them for at least 6 months. Or do they not discuss that, or what?
No.
No. Shah?
I've never come across anyone that had like some time frame thing.
Or did they seem like maybe they were trying to avoid like an intimate setting with you?
Well, I've come across girls that will talk about like not wanting. They always want to date. They want to go out. They don't want to like be, you know, come to somebody's house or come to their home, something like that. I've heard those type of things.
Okay.
I've had people try to extort me for a relationship, but I don't think that was, you know, really about waiting period though.
What do you mean extort you? Like make you spend money?
Fuck, I mean, like I don't. You know, type of, they don't just want to do it if we're not in a relationship.
Oh, together.
Type of shit, yeah. At least acting like that.
I have heard that one.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Pretend you're my boyfriend so I can feel justified.
Yeah, that's
please.
Silly.
I still love you all.
Thea in the chat room says that she was a virgin when she got married. And that's wonderful, you know, for her and her husband and how they decided to do things. But for me personally, and maybe it's just because I'm not a virgin, but that wouldn't work for me. Like, I would not want to take the gamble of being with someone for what I would hope to be the rest of my life and not know if we're sexually compatible. Do you guys agree?
Still with her husband, though?
I don't know. Are you still with your husband?
Hopefully she can put that in the chat room. Because maybe that was a problem. I don't know. I will say that, I mean, there have been people who I dated, and I've been the one to not want to have sex, you know, for a while. I guess they were frustrated. You know, some of them may have understood, some of them may not have understood. But like, there definitely are women out there who dated me for some months and can't say that we smashed the shit. And I'm cool with that, and I'm sure they are too. I mean,
Well, I know we seem to be having some technical difficulties because our guest is trying to get in, and I don't know, we're just not making the connection. So, just want to check with Olu.
Well, what is the area code that he's calling?
It is 242. So hang in there, Mr. Day.
Maybe he's listening to the wrong show. I tell you, he's made in Bahamian.
Oh, we've had other international callers.
We sure have. Florida for that. We've had people from London.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what language do they speak out there? Is it the same language?
Did they speak Dutch? Something?
I don't know.
Are you guys serious?
I don't know much about
it. I don't got a college degree yet.
You could have been people.
So I don't be knowing certain things in the world.
I'm American. I don't know much about that stuff.
They don't speak American. I know that much. Well, that's a little too expensive.
Yo, Vic is stunting on people now. You showing them high school girls that you international now, Vic.
No, I'm just thinking it. I'm just talking right now. I don't like Nassau.
That's
good. I've been to a couple of times.
Hey,
nah, Nassau ain't shit. Yo,
man,
back when I was going to Bahamas was like a $150 plane trip, round trip. Like, it wasn't nothing that no one can do.
Okay.
You know, you just had to want to do it. You even need no passport to go to Bahamas. Bahamas is nothing. It's like going to Puerto Rico. Much cheaper.
I didn't know that.
Right, Jazz?
You're not going to have me talking about these Bahamians. They all listening right now.
Yeah, I love
I honestly really do.
I don't backpedal well.
No, you don't. I love going to Bahamas. And being in Florida, it is really like a hop, skip, and a jump away. So, Nassau.
They know it's too expensive. If you live in Nassau, you know it's too expensive over there. You dial 323-657-1479.
So I have another question for you guys. So how do you feel about, you know, when women try to either reclaim their virginity or lie about it, or I know we've had like a show on numbers and things like that, but like when they say like I'm celibate, like I am not having sex with anyone until I get into another relationship. Do you think that is that extortion thing that you're talking about, Vic, or do they wind up having sex eventually?
Can y'all go first?
What?
Nah,
good. Go outline all the bodies and shit. I mean, hypothetically speaking, you know what I'm saying, theoretically, I respect everyone and what they're trying to do with their body. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're telling me you want to wait for something, wait for Jesus, or, you know, you want to tell me you're a born-again virgin, I'm respecting all that. Like, I don't really, like Mace, you know, our first caller said, you know, pussy is just everywhere, it's all around. So that's not going to make or break my interest in you, you know, whether or not you give it up when I want it or vice versa. So it is what it is. But, yeah, and don't, I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that wants, I mean, first of all, I'm in my 30s, so, you know, if I'm looking for a virgin, I mean, looking for something that may be illegal and shit. But even though I was a bit younger, like, the whole, oh, she's a virgin, wasn't really a turn on to me and shit. You know what
no.
I'm saying? I mean, not that, you know, whatever. I'm sure Shia will blow me up a little bit later, but just seeking out a virgin, it's nothing attractive about, you know, virginity to me. Like, it is what it is. Plus, they be lying. Plus, you know, a lot of, like you said, a lot of times they be the project virgin or the other type of virgin. Just because they may not have had intercourse, like this woman that told me, you know, in the past, they've had a lot of oral sex, they've had people perform oral sex on them, they've had anal sex, they've done everything except for vaginal intercourse. So, I mean, it don't make you pure just because you never had vaginal intercourse and shit. So, it was.
Okay, so I take it upon myself to call Mr. J, and I am going to patch him in, so give me just a moment.
You called the Bahamas? That's expensive.
Look, I do it for our listeners.
So, Artia said we speak English. But
oh, okay.
We speak English. That, but she typed it like in broken English. I don't know. We speak English.
I learned something.
She says that he hears us and we're going to get his religion vexed. All right, well, let's bring him on.
Get his religion vexed? For what? How?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but bring him on. My name is Shia, by the way.
Yo, hold on.
The other dude, that's notorious.
Why are we getting his religion vexed?
Oh,
God.
I'm
don't know, man. Just threw a hex on me.
Olu, I'm on the 813 line, so if you'll just bring me and Mr. J, and that'll be great.
All right.
Can you hear me? You're
in. I can hear, yes.
Great.
Oh, that's brother, Mr. J?
Yes.
All right, good night.
Good night.
I see you guys waiting like me, man. Hey, the virgin phenomenon has caught on.
It's really frustrating. You see, I found a way to get it, right? So now that you're on... Thank you for your patience and sorry for the delay.
Not a problem.
So, we have a lot of questions. You've been listening in for 45 minutes now.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time.
Okay, so what do you think? Share with us your thoughts on some of the points that we've touched upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take, what was the name of your caller, Mace?
Yes.
Yeah, if Mace is still listening, I want to say to Mace that he sounds like he's a person who believes in God, right? He talked about a girl who he sent back to church. Well, he did the right thing, and if he knew he was doing the right thing, he should have went back too and did the same thing she did.
Oh, so you're right.
He's coming
back to church.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
So you're very heavy into your faith.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Okay. And has that been the major influence on your sexual or lack thereof activity?
Pardon me if I ask you to repeat yourself. It's just getting a slight little dip, but repeat
okay.
the question, please.
So I asked, has your faith been the major influence of your lack of sexual activity? It's always been?
If my faith has?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely my faith has. For the number one reason, well, first and foremost, we have to understand certain things. As human beings, we didn't drop on this planet. We didn't come here by ourselves, and neither did we come according to the scientists, you know, through a Big Bang or whatever have you. We have to, I'm sure a lot of you guys recognize God as the sovereign one, right? And God being the sovereign one, he is the one who created sex, right? But God created sex within the confines of marriage. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you guys in there tonight or whoever's listening believes in God, we have to understand, which I had to understand and come to terms with, is that to believe in God means there are certain requirements and responsibilities that come with it. Those requirements and responsibilities, we would find them through the scriptures. And for me, I found mine. There's a scripture called 1 Thessalonians. Okay. In chapter 4, it says this: "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication."
So wait, before you go any further, because we need to definitely
Did you just cut off the word?
I did.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm going to tell you the reason why. Stop it, Vic. No, the reason why is because I want to keep it in such a way that we may be, you know, believers of God and maybe not. You know, I don't want to speak for the host. And some of our listeners may be also. But one of the things, like, besides, you know, to keep you from quoting the Bible, I want to make it understandable to our guests. At what point in time, like this passage that you just read to us, has that passage always spoke to you since you were a young boy, or at some point, like at what point did you decide that I am going to abstain from sex until I'm married?
Okay. No, definitely not from a young boy, because as a young boy, I was a hot boy. But
okay.
I never had the opportunity of getting sex from any females. Now, you know, I had opportunities where I was in close vicinity with a female, you know, the regular thing, you know, touch her up, push my hand down her panty, touch her vagina, and that sort of stuff. But I never was, never got the opportunity.
Push my hand down the
panty.
Yes, yes, down the panty. Yes, Virgin.
And so at age 14, my brother, he introduced me to Christ. And at age 14, I became a Christian. And so from 14
is your brother
15,
a virgin too?
My brother?
Yeah.
At that time, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he was, because we never spoke about things like that. The only thing I know was that we were running around the neighborhood trying to see which girls we can get some sex from. That's basically what we were about when we were younger.
Right.
I don't know if he ever got any, because, you know, guys, they lie a lot and say, yeah, they didn't, which they didn't, right? And so at age 14, I became a Christian, and I decided that, you know, I'm going to live a good Christian life, which means I wasn't hanging around my friends anymore talking to sex talks. I wasn't hanging with them playing video games and cussing, because I wanted to grow spiritually.
Okay.
And I backslid sometime around 15.
Mm-hmm.
And from 15 to 19, my life basically was around the neighborhood, seeing which girls I can get sex with from. Never was successful in that. At school, couldn't do much in school because, you know, school was kind of confined area. I mean, mind you, we heard stories of students having sex in the bathroom and that sort of stuff.
Right.
But I never had the opportunity to do any of that. And so that went on from 15 to 19.
So you and I, we have the same kind of background, you know, that we tried it, but we couldn't do it. So where did you go wrong? Where did everything go turn left for you?
Where did I go wrong, you said?
Yes, where did everything turn left? Because I too, when I was young, I tried to pull down the panties, as you say, but I wasn't able. But finally, around 18 or 19, I was able to come into my manhood, you know, sexually. So what made you just say, you know what, I'm just going to not try anymore?
The Lord, obviously.
Not try anymore. That came at 19. At 19, I rededicated my life to Christ. At 19, I was more mature. I wasn't the little kid I was anymore. And also, during the years in between, I always had this conviction that, you know, when Christians come around and proclaim the gospel to me, I didn't really accept it, but I believed. But I also was of the conviction that, you know, whenever I become a Christian, I'm going to be a serious Christian. I don't want to be a hypocritical Christian. And that meant stay away from sex. That meant stay away from drugs, stay away from alcohol, stay away from profanity. You know, the regular things that cause us to become individuals that have disrespect for God. So at age 19, when I came back, that's when I was more committed in my mind that I'm going to walk the straight and narrow, because I understood the difference between right and wrong. I understood the difference between what is pleasing to God and what is not. And because I already had my experiences in the things, I guess you can call it sinful things, I had a better understanding that, hey, I can't do those things anymore. And so at 19, that's when I made up my mind that I'm going to go all the way serving God. Not to say that I'm perfect.
That leads to my next question. You say, book of going all the way. How far have you gotten with the woman before?
The far as I got was touching the vagina, kissing, and that sort of thing, but no penetration.
Kissing the vagina, sir, or kissing?
No, I said kissing. I said touching the vagina first. And then I said kissing.
Okay, now is that
no
allowed? I mean, like, according to your religion, is it allowed to do everything but intercourse? Or is it supposed to be nothing at all?
No, it's not. It's not allowed in my religion. It's not allowed because those things can lead. Actually, those things are sinful in the sight of God. But as a Christian being what we call, or what the scripture terms as walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, or not fully obeying the word, I allowed myself to entertain pleasures of the flesh, but realizing that what I was doing, it's inappropriate and I shouldn't be doing it, but I did it anyhow. But then there's and mercy and also repentance. And so even though I did that, I repented because I realized that I shouldn't be doing it because it's the inappropriate time.
Okay.
I really appreciate your honesty, because I think, you know, this is exactly what we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show, about how, you know, these women, at least we're talking women, pretend that, you know, they're perfect or that they do some things but not everything. And I just appreciate you telling us about the panty touching, because before getting on the line, I was thinking that maybe you were, you know, just you were perfect and you didn't have
panty.
Any of these bad panty.
Oh, panty touching.
Must be it the right way.
No, there's no perfect person in the world. None.
Well, let me interrupt you, because you came a bit late. I want everyone to know that we are going to stay on the line for about 10 minutes extra. Now, here's how this works. For all of you listening on your web browsers or iTunes or whatever, once the clock strikes 9 o'clock, you will not be able to hear the broadcast. All of you who have dialed in 323-657-1479, you will be able to hear the broadcast. So if you do want to hear us go into extra innings and overtime, I would dial now, 323-657-1479. You can hear the entire broadcast. Now, Mr. J.
Yes, sir.
You know, and this is something that I would never ask another man, but this is for science, and this is something that our listeners want to know. How do you release the tension that is built up from all of these decades of not having sex?
Okay, well, to be quite frank and quite honest with you, there have been times when the tension is so great I would either ignore it or squeeze myself until it subsides. And there have been times when I have masturbated to relieve myself.
And that's okay, isn't it? That's wrong.
Into the
next chapter. It is.
Why is
scripture.
That wrong,
Shah? I don't know. Is that in the Bible? Is there a scripture on masturbation? I don't know.
So you can't take that away from him. Well, I mean, same with it. Was it Enoch or somebody spilled his seed and died or something like that?
No, they were talking about apple seeds. They were not talking about
Enoch.
Masturbation.
Somebody spilled their seed on the ground and died.
Somebody who spilled seed.
Let me give you that account. That was an account of this guy called Onan.
Onan
was supposed to marry his dead brother's wife to raise kids or seeds in honor of his dead brother. That was a tradition that Israel had. And while having sex with her, before he ejaculated, he withdrew himself out of her, and he ejaculated on the ground. And because he did that, it was an act of disobedience because he would not have been fulfilling the tradition, which is to impregnate her and raise the seed in honor of his dead brother. And because he did that, he was struck dead. But some people use that as a scripture to justify or to say that he masturbated. But he didn't masturbate. He was having sex with his wife, and he, instead of ejaculating in her, he withdrew himself and he ejaculated on the ground. However,
so it wasn't purposeful. It wasn't purposeful.
Right, and so because of his act of disobedience, that's why he was struck dead. That wasn't masturbation.
That was so you're not going to go blind or nothing like that?
Pardon me?
You don't go blind, you know, if you squeeze until it subsides. You don't go to hell or nothing like that.
If you do, well, to be honest, I haven't come across a scripture or any principle that speaks of that.
On a loophole,
right?
But
I have come across scripture that speaks about fornication, that speaks about adultery. Those things we know about, and so for something like that, I would say. It has to do with a person's conscience. If I feel that what I'm doing, which at times I have, that I'm doing something wrong, I just don't do it. And if a person's conscience is condemning them about something, then the best way to have a clear conscience is not to do it for the sake of God and not according to what society says, because me, as a Christian, I'm living my life based on the Word of God, not what society says, because society is not the sovereign God. God is sovereign, and I'm following Him. So whatever He says, I'm going to follow. And whatever He doesn't say, I cannot imply He says it or add, according to Revelation, don't add to the Word, don't take away from the Word. So certain things, even though it has been said for generations, but if God didn't say it, we shouldn't continue saying that God said this and God said that. We only should say what God says, you know. So that's the best way I can answer that question.
Now, in the church you go to, are there many people who are not having sex that you know of?
I wouldn't know because I don't ask anybody those type of questions.
No one talks about it. I would figure that that's something that's a badge of honor, no?
No, people don't talk about sex.
But did they know about you, though? They know about your virginity.
The whole of Bahamas knows about it now.
Now the whole of New York and Atlanta and Florida know. Well, do they ever try to, like, jump you? Like, do women ever just push you against the wall and, you know, try to suck you off, something like that? Like,
That'll be.
Yeah, because no, really, no.
Yeah, that's a yes. That's a yes.
And
he's been pushed on the wall or on Main Street or something like that, and sucked off in the Nassau alleyway. This has happened before, yeah.
I think so. It makes you more marketable.
That'll be an act of homosexuality. And guess what? I love gays, right? But anybody who tried, any man who tried it with me,
No,
trust me.
I'm talking about women.
No, talking about women.
Women. Oh. No.
Has a woman ever pushed you against the wall and forced your male member into her mouth against your will?
No, ma'am. That sort of thing has never happened to me.
Oh, but when it does.
You need to go to Freeport. You hang out in Freeport? Yeah.
It has happened.
Hey,
hang on, Mr. J. Someone has a question in the chat room, and they wanted to know if in the past have you lied about your virginity? Have you ever felt the need to, at any point in time, to tell women that you've had sex before, like when you were trying to get it at that point in time?
No. This whole thing about my virginity, this is new information just surfacing last year. And the way it happened, I was talking to one of my DJ friends in Jamaica. Actually, he was interviewing me. He's a DJ on a radio station. I was promoting my recent video, Stop Drinking Rum. And he asked me testimony. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube.
And drink vodka instead?
Stop drinking
yes.
rum.
Yes.
Stop drinking rum.
So he asked me to give a testimony of myself, and I did. And I mentioned that I'm still single, I have no kids, and I've never had sex before. Not with a female, and definitely not with a male. You see me? And so then he asked me if I ever did a song about it, and I said no. And he encouraged me to do a song about it. I gave it a bit of thought, and after considering, I just went for it. So big up Omar Lewis, DJ God and I, from Jamaica. You're the inspiration. You see me?
All right.
That's how it came about. So it was never something that I was ashamed of. Maybe if I wasn't a Christian, it would be something that I'm ashamed of, because guys would think that, man, you must see a little sissy or something. You never had sex yet, dude. What's your problem?
I don't think that about you.
Do you have a girlfriend now?
Not right now. I recently ended a relationship with my girlfriend because I just didn't, within me myself, I didn't feel that was the direction that God was leading me into, even though she loved me and everything. But I wasn't feeling love for her. I liked her a lot and everything, but I wasn't feeling love for her. And I didn't think that's a good situation for us to be in, because the love on my end was not growing. And
well, did they disrespect your virginity?
Yeah, man, of course.
Was she a virgin?
She didn't
want to
have sex? She was no damn virgin. Only one virgin. Was she a virgin too?
Yes, she was. Yes, she is.
Oh,
yes,
is she a born again virgin?
No. There's no such thing as a born again virgin. Once you give it, it's gone. Can't get that back.
Okay.
Well, dang, you just ruined. Crush my whole little dream.
Well, I mean,
yo,
we can't get it back. The only thing that we can do is sanctify ourselves to God and abstain from fornication. That's the only thing that we can do. But it has to be a cause, you know. Yeah, in order to stay celibate, I would recommend people let your cause be the cause of God, because God said this, you should do it. And you will find the strength to do it, because all things are possible to Christ, and He strengthens you if you live an obedient life to Him.
Oh.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Which is
now,
better
let
than?
Let me ask you a question. Oh, I'm sorry, Jazz. I didn't cut you off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that's much better than people living up to Steve Harvey's words, which he just says to wait 90 days, and that doesn't really give you enough strength. So.
Oh no, that's foolishness.
Yes, it is.
I agree.
Okay, I'm sorry,
then. Do you find that you sabotage your relationship so you will never get married?
No. Not at all. Yeah, man.
Have you? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I want to get married and have some fun, man. What are you talking about?
Yo, so
I don't know, brother.
You're
38,
over.
Brother.
I'm 38, right? And the only reason, my only reason as to why I am still a virgin is because I am not married, and number two, I'm a Christian. I am doing my best to adhere to the Word of God. Simple as that.
But Mr. J, Christians get married all the time, brother.
Every day.
every day.
I am unmarried. I am unmarried. And I am a Christian, which means that I am living in obedience to Christ. And living in obedience to Christ, fornication is definitely something that he does not want me to entertain myself into.
But doesn't Christ want you to get married?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the marriage part. Yes, Christ
wants
me to get married if I so desire. And I
want you to get laid. We want you to have sex so we can have you back on the show and hear about it. So we got to get you married first. So what you looking for so we can find it?
Well,
come on.
Here's what you can do.
We're going to pray.
I saw my email, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You're Jasmine?
I'm Jasmine, yes.
Okay, well, you can email me, right? And
okay.
My brethren can email me as well. And so when on the day when I'm getting married, I'm going to send you guys your personal invitation so you can come down to the sunny land of the Bahamas.
I'm coming.
Can you get married in Freeport, though? Or you got to be in Nassau?
No, I'm getting your wife a gift. I got it picked out already.
So when you get married, can you have threesomes, or is that like against, like, religion?
That's not in the Bible.
One man to one woman, one woman to one man. I don't believe believe in those things.
Okay.
Those sort of stuff. Actually, God don't believe in those things.
Okay, but wait, Mr. J, before we end our show for the night, can you tell the ladies that are out there that are probably seeking a God-fearing man much like yourself, like, what is it that you're looking for in a woman? What is God leading you towards in your wife? What would your wife be like so that we can get this wedding going?
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, she must be a Christian as I am. Secondly, I like a woman who has a sense of humor. I like a woman who has who's respectable.
They respect me.
Who's ambitious. She's
very
like a woman in Proverbs, a virtuous woman.